From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in the contested northern city of Aleppo, where violence has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. It will extend a shaky truce that has been punctuated by growing violence. In Paris Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia are trying to salvage that nationwide truce.
These are words on a piece of paper. They are not actions. But they are a commitment by Russia to, in fact, limit the Syrian regime from its ability to fly in civilian-occupied areas, as well as to work with the commanders on the ground in order to try to deliver stability and a reaffirmation of the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry was in the French capital meeting with members of the International Syria Support Group, a 17-nation body that's backing a UN-facilitated effort for a political transition in Syria. In Democratic Republic of Congo, opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi Monday appeared before prosecutors in Lubumbashi over allegations he hired foreign mercenaries. The wealthy businessman, who was also governor of Katanga province, has denied any wrongdoing. Hundreds of his supporters rallied outside.
C'est purement politisé. Je crois que...
Among those supporters, Ilunga Mbayo, who said the whole matter has been politicized and comes just after Katumbi announced his candidacy. The 51-year-old Katumbi has announced his intention to challenge incumbent President Joseph Kabila in the elections that are scheduled later this year. Although Mr. Kabila, barred by the Constitution from seeking a third term, has not yet indicated his intentions. This is VOA News. The United States Monday said it's trying to confirm Iran tested a precision-guided ballistic missile 2 weeks ago. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We're aware of Iranian claims of an additional ballistic missile launch. I would note we're also aware of statements from the defense minister indicating that such a launch did not take place. So we're still trying to get to the bottom of what exactly transpired.
Another U.S. spokesperson warns that a launch in the wake of last year's international nuclear deal with Tehran would be provocative and destabilizing. Iran's defense minister denies his government had recently tested a medium-range missile. The U.S. Defense Department said Monday the notorious leader of Islamic State extremists in Iraq's Anbar province was killed in a coalition airstrike early this month, along with three other jihadists. A Pentagon spokesman said the May 6 strike near the town of Rutba targeted militant Abu Wahib while he was traveling in a vehicle. The premier of Canada's Alberta province, Rachel Notley, said that 90% of the city of Fort McMurray was spared a massive wildfire that's burning out of control. She made an aerial tour of the city and its surroundings on Monday.
I will say that I was very much struck by the power of the devastation of the fire. It was really quite overwhelming in some spots. But I will also say that I was similarly struck by the proximity of that devastation to neighborhoods that were untouched.
Officials said the fires from the massive blaze destroyed more than 160,000 hectares. Kenyan police in Nairobi fired tear gas and water cannon Monday to disperse stone-throwing protesters demanding members of the nation's Electoral Commission resign. The demonstrators gathered near the headquarters of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, accusing it of bias in favor of the government, demanding it be disbanded. The elections are still a year away, but the country has a history of bitterly fought ballots. The UN Refugee Agency has called on Kenya to reconsider plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, warning it would have devastating consequences for hundreds of thousands. Kenya announced last week it would close the Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps within the shortest time possible, citing security concerns, particularly from Somali-based al-Shabaab militants. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday presided over a mass rally and parade in Pyongyang, a day after a rare Workers' Party Congress that concluded by elevating him to party chairman. During the four-day meeting, the North committed to expanding its nuclear deterrent in defiance of U.N. sanctions. Russia Monday marked the 71st anniversary of its official end of the European part of World War II, known in Russia as Victory Day, with a massive military parade in Red Square. In prepared remarks, President Vladimir Putin called for an international security system to fight global terrorism. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.